各位弟兄姐妹、朋友们，主内平安。
Good morning. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我前天不太舒服，这个牙也肿了，所以我今天声音要是不够大，你们提醒我一下。
For the last couple of days, I wasn't feeling very well. My teeth ache. So please excuse me for any problems here.
我们今天正道的题目是福星带来悔改。
Today's our topics of the sermon is repentance bring forth revival.
约翰福我们这是生命之道的第五讲。
This is our series of the way of life, the fifth series.
我们前面有四讲，上一次我曾经给你们都重复了一遍它的要领，对吧？
We have talked about four of them, and I have repeated some of the main points.
那么今天这个悔改带来复兴，它的圣经的是根据什么呢？
What's the basis of today's topics of repentance bring forth revival from the Bible?
就是约翰一书一章第九节。
It is from 1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
因为那一节里面讲，如果说悔改，神就赦免赦罪。
And he said that, yeah, if you confess your sin, God will forgive.
一个人只有悔改之后，他才能够复兴。
Only when a man repent, then he will be revived.
不论他犯了什么罪
，No matter what kind of sins he has committed,
只要他向神认罪悔改。
If he repents to God and confesses sins,
神就赦免他，神就宝血就洗净他的不义。
And God will forgive him, and his blood will cleanse him.
他才有了复兴的根基。
Then we'll have the basis of a revival.
一个含有罪恶的人是不可能和神相交的。
If a man still in sins.He will not be able to commune with God.
所以，悔改带来复兴，是生命之道当中的又一个重要的真理。
So repentance bring forth revival is another important truth of the way of life.
在以色列民族当中，大卫他是神所高立的以色列的君王。
King David is anointed by the God of Israel.
他坎坷的一生显明了。
His bumpy life actually reveals this.
他的信仰坚贞。
His faith is firm.
战功彪炳。
He has outstanding military record.
为人宽厚。
He is very forgiving.
虚心谦逊。
Humble and knowledgeable.
博学多才。
And he knows a lot of things.
诗篇一共有150篇。
They are all together 150 chapters in the book of Psalms.
差不多一半是大卫写的。
And almost half of them were written by David.
因此呢，他成为深受以色列人爱戴的君王。
So he becomes a king that's really beloved by his people of Israel.
耶和华也称赞他是合神心意的人。
And the Almighty God also called him a man after his own heart.
大卫不仅仅影响了他那个时代的人。
David not only influenced the people of his time,
也影响了后代的人。
And influenced many generations after.
而且他的影响超越了犹太人的历史界限。
And his influence actually surpassed the limits of Jewish history.
超越了基督教会的历史界限。
Also surpassed the limit of the Christian church.
他成为世界的名人。
And he really became the superstar of the world.
也许有人以为呢，
A lot of people consider this.
这些评价恐怕是没有考虑他的罪过吧。
And this kind of command probably haven't considered David's sins.
他们举例说，你看《历代志》里边就对大卫犯罪的事没有提到呀。
And they quote an example. For example, in the Book of Chronicles, David's sins was not even mentioned.
这是人的误解、误判。
And this is man's misunderstanding and misjudgment.
撒母耳记比《历代记》更早。
The book of Samuel was written much earlier than the book of Chronicles.
他就把大卫犯罪的事实详详细细的记录在案。
And David's sins were recorded in great details in the book.
公义的神绝不会以有罪为无罪。
Just God, like our God, will not treat the sin as sinless.
事实上呢，无论是以色列人的爱戴还是神的评价。
No matter it is the love of the, from the Israelites or from God's commands,
都没有忽略大卫的犯罪。
They didn't ignore, the sins of David.
因为那是事实。
Because that is truth.
同样的，大卫真诚的认罪悔改。
And because of the sincere repentance of David.
也是不容否认的事实。
It's also an undeniable fact.
让我们对大卫走向犯罪的原因是什么？
So what is the reasons of David's committing sins?
他是怎样认罪悔改的？
And how he confessed and repent.
我们再进行一次学习和了解。
Let us have some more learning and understanding on this.
相信这对我们都是很有益处的。
And believe that this is very beneficial to us.
第一，大卫犯了什么罪，带来了什么恶果？
First, what kind of sins did David commit and what consequence did it bring?
耶和华差遣先知拿单当面向大卫指出
Lord Almighty sent forth a prophet Nathan to meet David.
你霸占了别人的妻子，杀害其丈夫。
You took other people's wife and you killed the husband.
是神差遣拿单当面向这个大卫王指出来。
And God sent Nathan and point this out to David on his face, at his face.
在这个撒母耳记的十二章以前的十一章。
And in the chapter 11 of the Second Samuel.
他就更详细的记录了大卫用计谋掩盖其罪，栽赃他人，杀人灭口，一错再错。
And the book of Second Samuel actually records in more detail how David craftily covered up his sin and accused other people and killed the people and making mistakes after mistakes.
你们教会这个波罗天这个很好，就把这个十一章把它都列出来了。
And so in your bulletin is printed the whole chapter 11.
你们也念了。
And you have read it.
你们看是不是把他所犯罪犯的罪记载得很清楚啊。
And all the sins that David's committed has been recorded very clearly.
大卫犯罪带来了哪些恶果呢？
What kind of bad consequence did David's sins bring forth?
我们可以从下面三个方面来看到。
We can look at this from the three aspects.
在他的家里
，in his home，
他的四个儿子先后被杀，死于非命。
And four of his children died unnaturally.
他的女儿被侮辱
，and his daughters was defiled.
这是对他的家里面。
And this is for his house.
对于国家
respect to the country,
一直因此动荡不宁。
And there was no peace and have wars nonstop.
战事不断。
And there are wars all the time.
最终被巴比伦灭亡。
And then finally destroyed by Babylon.
这是对国家带来的恶果。
And that is the consequence to the country.
对大卫自己带来什么恶果呢？
And to David himself,
就造成了种种的败坏。
It caused different types of corruptions.
以前他是顺服神。
And before he obeyed God,
依靠神。
It depends on God.
他犯罪以后呢？
And after he sinned,
他就开始依靠他自己的感觉来判定是非。
And he started to use his own feeling to judge.
而且他掩盖罪过。
And to cover up his sins.
以前他很自律。
And before he's really self-disciplined.
他愿意听别人的意见。
He's willing to listen to people's suggestions.
可是犯罪之后呢？
But after he sinned.
他开始用滥用职权。
He started to abuse his power.
以前他保守自己远离罪孽。
Before he kept himself away from sins.
对罪很敏感。
And very sensitive to sins.
可是犯罪以后呢？
And after he sinned.
他对罪没有感觉了。
And he had no feelings on sins.
他不再自责。
He never blamed himself again.
一错再错。
And making mistake after mistakes.
以前他热忱正直。
And before he was passionate and righteous.
犯罪以后呢？
And after he sinned.
他变得阴险狡诈，假仁假义。
He became cunning and hypocritical.
以前他很有同情心和爱心。
And before he has empathy and love.
可是犯罪之后呢？
And after he sinned.
他变得越来越残忍。
He became more cruel.
而且麻木不仁。
And indifferent.
这些恶果
and all these consequences,
不仅仅害了他自己
only hurting himself,
害伤害了家庭
it hurt his family,
也毁了以色列的国家
and also ruined Israel.
这就是大卫犯罪带来的恶果
and these are the bad consequences caused from David's sins.
第二部分我们来看大卫犯罪的外因和内因。
And secondly, let's look at the external and internal reasons of why David sinned.
根据撒母耳下的记载。
And according to the Second Samuel.
在大卫犯罪以前的七年当中。
And for the 7 years before David sinned.
他可以说是每战必胜。
He basically won every war.
他打败了非利士人。
He defeated the Philistines.
摩亚人
the Moabites.
他战胜了索巴王和亚兰人
He won over Soba and the Arameans.
他征服了亚门人
He conquered the Ammonites.
这是对外
This is the external things.
对内呢
Internally,
他处理了与前时代国王扫罗的后裔的关系
He dealt with the relationship with the descendants of King Saul.
他排除了隐患
He removed a lot of hidden dangers.
因此王权巩固国家稳定
therefore,
他的声望如日中天
Therefore, his reign is enforced and the country is very stable and his reputation peaked.
这些胜利冲昏了他的头脑
But all these victories clouded his head.
令他忘乎所以
And he forgot all everything.
怎么说呢
？And how do we say this？
因为摩西的律法是禁止君王多立嫔妃的。
Because the laws of Moses is forbid the king to have concubines。
可是大卫公然的违背。
But David publicly violated。
他娶了众多的妻妾。
He have a lot of concubines。
放纵情欲。
And indulging in fleshly immorality.
这就给魔鬼留下了地步。
And leave room for the devil.
另一方面
And another aspect.
刚才是讲的他的外部造成他的状况。
We just mentioned about the external reasons that caused his situation.
我们再来看看他的内在的因素给他带来的是什么。
Now we look at the inner reasons and that causes the sins.
大卫在灵里边松懈了。
David spiritually is an alert.
这就埋下了祸根。
Then is rooted for troubles.
这一点特别值得我们警惕。
And we have to really pay attention to this.
千万不要以为我信主多年了。
Don't think that I have believed in God for so many years.
我只要去啊，主日去教堂做敬拜就好了。
So if I go to church every Sunday, I'll be fine.
这会埋下祸根的。
They'll be rooted with trouble.
我们从撒母耳下记下十一章第一节看到。
We can see from Second Samuel chapter 11 verse 1.
他不再亲自带领军队去出征。
He's not leading his own armies anymore.
而是差派别的人上前线。
He sent other people to the front line.
那他在干什么呢？
And what did he do?
他就留在后方的王宫里面。
He stayed in his own palace.
我们从十一章的第二节看到。
And we can see from the second verse of chapter 11.
以前呢，大卫是早早的起来仰望神赞美神。
Before David got up very early to look up to God and praise him.
现在呢？
And now?
他睡到太阳都要落山了，他才起床。
He woke up at sunset.
他悠闲享受。
He's really relaxed.
他甚至于散步都不出王宫。
And he just walk around but not leaving the palace.
他就在王宫的屋顶上面散步。
He's walking around on the roof of the palace.
他在过去那种在灵里边的追求不见了。
His past spiritual pursuit has ended.
正是他灵里边的松懈。
And this is the relaxing of his spirit.
就埋下了他犯罪的祸根。
Which sowed the seed of sins.
彼得前书五章第八节说。
And from the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 said,
务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
所以试探总是在我们灵里边软弱的时候临到我们。
Therefore, temptation always comes when we are spiritually weak.
大卫正是在这个时候如了迷惑。
And David exactly at this moment was deceived.
有些人对圣经的这样一个警告，好像觉得没有什么呀。
A lot of people didn't feel things about this kind of warning from the Bible.
我没有看见什么魔鬼像仇敌啊，像狮子吼叫的狮子啊，没有啊。
I never seen the devils roaring like a lion.
就像我当初不信神的时候，我说那你们说神在哪里啊？那我看看我就信。
Just like before I believe in God, I don't know where is God and ask people to show me God where he is.
现在主内有很多弟兄姐妹就是这个状态。
Still, a lot of brothers and sisters are in this situation.
他们认为这个遍地游行的狮子我也看不见，他的吼声我也听不见，怎么来的危险呢？
And how come they are danger? Because I don't see the roaring lions. I never hear it's roaring.
你想看见这个危险吗？
Do you want to see this danger?
你看看你的行事为人，你对神的爱，对人的爱有没有变化？
You have to look at examine yourself. Is there any change in your love to God and to people?
你就知道，你灵里的松懈给你埋下了祸根。
Then you will see the lessons of the spirit will sow at the seed of troubles.
第三
，and number three，
我们来看悔改带来复兴。
We'll see that repentance bring forth revival.
我们前面说过。约翰一书啊，第一章第九节是又一个真理，就是悔改带来复兴的根据。
We've seen that the book of John, First John, chapter 1, verse 9, you say that the another truth of the way of life is repentance bring forth revival.
让我们来看看大卫的经历。
And let us look at David's what he has experienced.
前面不是说吗？神差遣先知拿单向大卫当面指出他犯了什么罪。
And God sent the prophet Nathan to David and point out the kind of sins he has committed.
而且告诉他神要追究。
And tell David that God will pursue this.
在这种情况之下。
And in this situation,
大卫是怎么做的呢？
And what did David do?
很值得我们学习啊。
And something that we can learn from.
大卫马上就知罪、悔罪、完全的认罪，把自己的罪活盘的托出，不隐藏、不推诿。
And David immediately acknowledged his sin. He confessed and totally admitted what he's done wrong, and then exposed all his sins.Out and if no hiding and no denial,
他恳求神为他造一个清洁的心。
He asked God to make him a clean heart,
让他里面有正直的灵。
So that he has upright, is an upright spirit inside him.
他要脱胎换骨。
He want to transform,
重新做人
and be renewed.
他更将自己的罪行悔痛啊写成了。
And also write down his sins and his confession to become a hymn of repentance.
就是诗篇五十一篇。
And that is actually the book of Psalms, chapter 51.
他把这个悔罪诗交给领长。
And gave this hymn to the music director.
啊，让诗班在圣殿当中公开的唱出来。
So that.The choir can sing this openly in the temple.
他不是像有些人，哎呀，自己有错有罪，都啊隐藏的吧，不要告诉别人，不要外扬吧，不是。
So it's different from lot of people. They usually hide their own sins.
他是自己写出来，把它公开出来。
And they actually write it down and expose it.
这些行为就显明了大卫在灵里边复兴了。
All he had done actually showed that David has revived in his spirit.
大卫因为罪得赦免。
And David's sins was forgiven.
使他从万分的痛苦当中释放出来。
And then he was liberated from his deep sorrow.
他的心里充满了喜乐。
And his heart was filled of joy.
他情不自禁地写下了很多诗歌。
He cannot help himself to write down a lot of hymns.
来表达他内心的感受。
And to express his inner feelings.
比如在诗篇三十二篇里边，他这样说。
For example, in the book of Psalms, chapter 32,
他说：“得赦免其过、掩盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
”Blessed is the one whose transgressions are given, whose sins are covered.
凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
Blessed is the one whose sins the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit.
我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀哼而骨头枯干。
When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long.
黑夜白日。你的手在我身上沉重。
For day and night, your hand was heavy on me.
我的精液耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。
My strength was sapped, as in the heat of summer.
我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。
Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity.
我说我要向耶和华。承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
你是我的藏身之处，你必保佑我脱离苦难，以得救的欢乐，四面环绕我。
You are my hiding place, you will protect me from trouble, and surround me with songs of deliverance.
你们义人应当靠耶和华欢喜快乐，你们心里正直的人都当欢呼。
Therefore, let all the faithful pray for you, while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them.
你们看，这就是大卫他向神认罪之后，他从万分的痛苦当中释放出来他的心情。
This mentioned about David liberated from his sorrows, and he really be liberated.
正是因为大卫啊真正的悔改了。
Because David truly repent.
所以在啊王啊王上啊，我就简单说十五章第五节才这样说。
Therefore, it was mentioned in the book of First King, chapter 15, verse 5.
因为大卫除了和人乌利亚那件事，都是行耶和华眼中看为正的事，一生没有违背耶和华一切所吩咐的。
For David has done what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and had not failed to keep any of the Lord's commands.All the days of his life, except in the case of Uriah the Hittite.
这正是悔改带给他带来的复兴。
And this is the revival bring forth by his repentance.
使他重新成为大卫王。
So he once again become King David.
一生为神所喜悦。
And his whole life was pleased by God.
称他为合神心意的人。
And God called him a man after his own heart.
传道书第七章二十节说
In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 20
时常行善不犯罪的义人世上实在没有
Indeed there's no one on earth who is righteous No one who does what is right and never sins
世界上实在没有
There's none in this world
这说明什么
And what does it say?
我们每一个人都可能会犯错，会犯罪。这是圣经说的，不是我说的。
Every one of us will commit sins and make mistakes. This is what the Bible said.
没有这样的义人，没有这样不犯罪的人。
There's no such man who is sinless.
但是犯了罪，那就向大卫学习。
Once we make a mistake and sin, we have to learn from David.
知罪认罪悔改
To our knowledge of sin we confess and repent
如果你和我一旦犯了错或者是犯了罪
If you and me once make a mistake or sinned
出路在哪里呢
So what is our solution
唯一正确的出路就是悔改
And the only way out is to repent
为什么
Why?
因为只要悔改，神就赦免。
Because if you repent, God will forgive.
只要悔改，就必定带来复兴。
And if you repent, that will bring forth revival.
为什么不悔改呢
没有道理嘛。Doesn't make any sense.
是吧？这么好的一条路，我们不去走，我一定要躲在这个罪恶里边。就是不回头，这个实在是太愚蠢。
It is not wise for us to hide and stay alone. However, there's a road pointed to us. We can bring forth revivals.
让我讲一些自己的见证吧。
And let me talk about some of my own testimonies.
我在信主的前几年呢。
In the first few years of my belief.
我只有主日在教会里是基督徒。
I'm a Christian only on Sundays.
主就亲自对我说话
and the Lord talked to me.
严厉地斥责我欺骗
He's rebuking me because of I am deceiving myself.
经过认真的思考，我承认这是客观的事实
After some serious pondering, and I admitted this is an objective fact.
是我的过犯
and this is my mistakes.
所以我决心。努力的悔改
and I try hard to confess and repent.
我的生命因此而得到改变。
And my life was actually changed.
神就引领我走上了完全奉献的这条道路。
And then God led me to the road of total offerings.
如果我当初不认罪悔改，
If I didn't confess and repent,
大家都是这样的吗？礼拜天到教会就做基督徒，是不是？
So,
平常不是一样的吗？
So it's kind of like a lot of people, like, we go to church on Sunday, you know, isn't it very common?
这好像这是随大流嘛，都这个样子嘛。
So we're just following the crowd, everybody the same.
如果我真的是那样想，
If I really think that way,
我不去啊认罪悔改。
And I did not repent on this.
怎么可能有今天呢？
How can I have my situation today?
第二件事。
And the second thing.
这个我跟你们做过见证，所以我就简单的说啊。
I make this testimony to you before.
在神学院毕业的之前。
And before I graduate from the seminary.
这个新的主任牧师找我谈话。
And this new senior pastor come to talk to me.
说教会有65岁退休制度。
The church has a retirement system of, you know, retiring on age of 65.
你知道不知道？
Do you know this?
那个意思就是说你太老了，制度不允许。
Actually, it implies that you are too old, the system doesn't allow that to happen.
我就向神立志，我不求一切去侍奉。
And I...make a wish to God and say that no, I will serve you no matter what.
哎，想不到神亲自三次呼召呼唤我。
And God actually, out of my expectation, He called me three times.
啊，他用他呼唤我去读诗篇九十一篇。
He called me to read the books of Psalms, chapter 91.
用这个诗篇。来安慰我，来祝福我。
To comfort me, to bless me.
让我在灵里边大得复兴。
So that my spirit has a big revival.
今天回过头来想。
So I, in retrospect.
如果我当初就屈服于年龄的障碍。
If, at that time, if I yielded to my age barrier.
是啊，太老了，制度不允许，那就算了吧。
And I'm too old and the system doesn't allow that. Okay, let it be.
我也就没有复兴的机会了。
And then I won't have this chance of revival.
我再来谈一谈家庭。
And let's talk about my family.
我们中国人常常说一句话。
And that's always, that's a Chinese saying.
家家都有本难念的经。
And everybody has a difficult story.
我的家也不例外。
My family is not an exception.
人的性格不同。
Every person's personalities are different.
男女的思想方法不同。
And the way of thinking is different between a man and a woman.
当然就会产生冲突。
Of course, this will generate conflicts.
师母也好，我也好，啊，受委屈、受气的时候都有。
And my wife and myself, sometimes we suffer from other people's wrongdoing, and we sometimes we are wrongly accused.
可是我是传道人呢。
But I am a preacher.
我的脾气又差。
And I have bad temper.
我还能说什么呢？
And then what can I say?
当然就应该主动地认错，多学习忍耐。
I should be actively confessing and to the.Learn more about endurance.
说实话，有些时候也是也灰心失望过。
As a matter of fact, sometimes I really are disappointed.
找不到办法。
And I cannot find any way out.
但是我坚信神的应许。
But I firmly believe in God's promise.
他一定会给我们开出一条出路来。
And will give me a way out.
事实证明，这条出路就是悔改之路。
And the first is that this road is a road of repentance.
没有悔改就没有出路。
No repentance and no way.
你悔改就出路了。
If you repent, there will be a way.
神透过我们的悔改，改变我们的性格。
And through our repentance, God changed our characters.
也改变着我们的生命。
And changed our lives.
他正引领我们一步一步地走向美好。
And He led us in every step to become good in His eyes, in His sight.
我要引用诗歌里面的一句话。
I'll quote some of the sentence from a hymn.
我不知明天如何。
I don't know what tomorrow becomes.
但我知神拉着我的手。
But I know that God is holding my hands.
真是感谢神。
Thanks the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
让我们时刻的警醒，随时审查自己，有什么错误，有什么过犯没有。
Brothers and sisters, let us all be alert.And examine ourselves, and do we have any wrongdoings all the time?
有就悔改，常常悔改。
If we have sins, then we always confess.
让悔改成为你和我信仰道路上的必须。
And let repentance be a must for us in our way of faith.
愿神的教会因为他的儿女常常的悔改。而大大的复兴吧。
May the church of God be revived because of the repentance of His children.
好，我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
慈爱的天父
，Our beloved fathers，
我们恩主耶稣基督
，Our gracious Lord Jesus Christ，
在你的殿中，我们想念你的慈爱。
In the sanctuary, we ponder upon your love.
当我们犯错、犯罪、落入苦难
，when we make mistake and we sin and we run into suffering,
你应许我们说，只要悔改，你就赦免。
And you promise us, if we repent, you will forgive us.
你必拯救。
You will deliver.
主啊。我们切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
O Lord, I pant for you as the deer pants for stream of water.
求你为我们造清洁的心。
Oh, we ask you to build a clean heart for us.
使我们里边有正直的灵。
So inside us, we have a righteous spirit.
祈求主帮助我们走悔改之路。
We ask the Lord to help us to walk on a way of repentance.
灵里复兴。
And so our spirit will be revived.
祈求主引领你的教会。
We ask the Lord to lead your church.
常常悔改。大大的复兴吧。
And always repent so that we will all be revived.
祈求祷告是奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
And our prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.